Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo! Welcome back. Another episode, Degenerate Derek Podcast. Little week 10 recap show. No big deal. All right. 3-2 on the weekend. We just get straight into it over here, okay? If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Shout out to you. This is a pod that I do that is focused solely on betting on the NFL. All right. I do 5 picks every week on Friday's show. On Monday's show, we recap what happened over the weekend. Also do a little Monday night football preview. I got some messages today, and then we'll get the hell out of here, okay? So act accordingly, because this podcast is not very long. 20-25 minutes on average. Okay? Let's just get into it. 3-2 on the week. I'm excited about it. Not because it's like something that's that great or whatever, but it is another it's another winning week. Another. Okay? How many times have I won this year? How many weeks? There's been 10 weeks. I've won 7 weeks. I've come on here and my picks were above 500 7 out of the 10 weeks. That's insane. I'm picking at almost a 60% rate. I'm 29-21 on the year. So please put a little bit, when you message me and you want to come at me, put a little bit of fucking respect on my name, okay? Because I'm better than you. Chances are, if you're messaging me or if you're talking shit, I'm actually better than you. Now, unless you're somebody like Luke, who was my Wendy's Pick'em contest contestant, whatever the fuck you want to call it. He went 4-1 this weekend, so he won the gift card, all right? I can't, I mean, 4-1 is just, I'm not even going to be mad at that. That is, you know, you're a badass, Luke. Yeah, again, he had Jaguars, Panthers, Washington, Packers. Those were his 4 winners. He killed it. I've already mailed out the gift card to you. Congratulations. Overall, I'm not going to lose to somebody throughout a year, though, okay? But that does bring the Wendy's Pick'em contest people up to 25-20, which is solid, all right? So no matter what you're following on this podcast, all it does is give out winners. I'm 29-21 overall, 58%, almost at my goal is 60%. That's where I'm trying to pick at, okay? But that is, I'm just saying, I got to pat myself on the back because I don't have a co-host and I don't have anybody else to do so. Some of you guys do message me and you do give me some pats, and I do appreciate you. I really do. It's very nice of you. I have a lot of sweethearts that message me, if you will. A lot of nice people that say very kind things. So it's not just, you know, I know I read a lot of negative, but it is. I do get a lot of positive. I really do. So, yeah, another winning week. I'm excited about it. I feel like I have a good handle on how the season's going. I've already looked ahead to next week. I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited about a lot of things. I'm excited about the Cowboys, how fucking badass they are. Can't tell me they're not. I still think they're the best team in the NFL, and we're not even healthy yet. I think we still got a couple more losses on the schedule. I do. But that's just because I think of injury. I don't think it has anything to do with anything else. You know, we were fortunate to beat the shit out of the Falcons the way we did, 43-3. Our offense is just too much. Defense was, you know, eh. At first, it looked like Atlanta was going to be able to do some things, but I think we just overwhelmed them, and they just got into a hole where they just couldn't do anything. Bad game for Atlanta. Great bounce back. Exactly the win in the way that the Cowboys needed to come in. I said that. I said that no matter who's out with Randy Gregory, no Tank, no this, no that, whatever, no Tyron Smith, no any of that, I still thought that the Cowboys needed to win and they needed to cover the 9. Otherwise, I was going to be worried. And not only did they win, not only did they cover the 9. So therefore, all my worries are put to bed. This team is exactly who I think they are. I don't know if they win the Super Bowl, but are they, if they can, you know, get lucky on the health side, I definitely think they go. I really do. Now, will they go? I don't know. Any given Sunday, you know, football's tough. It's tough to win. Obviously, I know that as a Cowboys fan. It's been long time since we've won anything. So I know how tough it is in football to win. And how unlikely it is and how the odds are stacked. But we have a team, that is for sure. So hope we can keep it together. I do think the Cowboys beat the dog shit out of the Chiefs this week. I really do. And that's not just being a homer. I think the Chiefs are about to get their asses pounded. Because they have this false confidence because they beat a Raiders team that, you know, I feel bad for that Raiders team. That Raiders team's been through a lot, and you could just tell it's starting to wear down on them. But they just beat up on a Raiders team, and so now this Chiefs team is coming in. It's actually at Arrowhead, and they're going to be thinking, you know, it's disrespectful that the Chiefs are a point and a half favorites. Disrespectful that the Chiefs are minus 1.5 against the Dallas Cowboys. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Chiefs fucking suck. Patrick Mahomes dead. Chiefs are going to get fucking rolled in Arrowhead next week. Rolled. We'll get into that though on Friday, okay? Excuse me, I just got a little jacked up right there. Got a little excited, got a little ahead of myself. Can't blame you though. Cowboys Chiefs, that's a big game next week. Can't believe that's not Sunday Night Football. No, instead you got Arizona at Seattle. Woo! Big fucking deal. What are some things that I noticed from Week 10 before I just tie up Week 10 and throw it away and get rid of my notes here? Oh, shout out Lions Steelers, big tie. Big tie. Love seeing ties in the NFL. I had the Lions +9 in that game, so I, you know, didn't matter to me, but I do kind of feel bad. I feel bad for the Lions because obviously it's, I don't know if they feel good about, they can't feel good about that tie, right? Like, who feels good about a tie? Ugh. Ick. Chiefs bounced back last night, beat the Raiders. We'll talk about that. What are some other stories? Packers beating the Seahawks. I didn't think that was a big deal at all. That was a fucking, a lot of people hated that game. I didn't mind it. I kind of like battles like that. And it wasn't like a real, like, there was a lot of action in the game. I know the score was really low, but the, like, the action was pretty, it seemed heavy. It seemed like a lot of, like, red zone turnovers and stuff like that. Cam Newton came back. Shout out to Cam Newton. That was pretty cool seeing him come back for the Panthers and then not only come back, but then score, you know, first two times he touches the ball, he scores two touchdowns. But other than that, I mean, it was pretty boring Week 10. Not a lot of exciting things. A lot of blowouts, like the Patriots blowing out the Browns. I'm looking. Obviously, Washington beating the Bucs was huge. Problems there in Tampa. I know there's a lot of injuries. It was weird seeing the Bucs play and struggle so bad coming out of a bye, though. You thought that they would have it together a little more. But any given Sunday, big win for Washington, though. They now move to 3-6 on the year. Watch out. Eagles are now 4-6 on the year. Uh-oh. They battling for the division? Absolutely not. Cowboys already have this locked up. I'm trying to think, though. Anything else interesting from Week 10? Not really. Rams 49ers tonight. All the money's on the Rams, obviously. They're -3.5. They're the new super team. I don't like either side. Because I don't like the Rams, but I have not bet the 49ers very well. So I think I'm just going to take Monday Night Football off. I'm going to get ready for next week. That's what I'm going to do. So no play for me on the Monday night games, okay? That's it to recap Week 10. Again, 3-2. My boy Luke, who I went up against the Wendy's Pick'em contest, he went 4-1. He dominated. Great run by him. Sir, your gift cards are in the mail. So we start back over in the pot. Pot now goes back to $50, though. I got $50 that I'm throwing in right away. We're not going back 25. We're going straight to 50. If you want to get in on that contest, shoot me a message. I'll write down your name. I'll put it in the hopper. If I draw your name out of the hopper, I will then message you, and I will get your picks by Thursday morning at the latest, and you will be in my contest for that week. Okay, so good luck to anybody that wants to get in on that. Let's move on to some messages, and then I'm going to get the hell out of here. All right, it's getting that time of year where it's just like, oh, my God, productivity is falling off. It's like November, and it's fucking, I'm tired. I'm all jacked up, been up all week. I did so much shit this weekend. Way more. Like, normally I do one thing a day. And then it's like, you know, okay, I'll do one thing that day. And then I fall back and I go home and I just, you know, rest it off. And I'm like, oh, I got, like, whether it's grocery shopping or, you know what I mean? Whatever it is. You go do one thing and then you go back home. This weekend, I did like 17 things. So I'm just fucking, I'm beat right now. All right. First message from Dave. Explain yourself. You were wearing a Seahawks jersey on Instagram. Not cool. That there, sir, is some traitor shit. This is probably, I grabbed Dave's message because his was the funniest out of all the everybody that messaged me about this. So on my Instagram, you can follow me, BMS underscore Derek, D-E-R-E-K. Yeah, I posted a picture. I was wearing a Seahawks jersey that day. It's a custom jersey, for one. Okay, it says Derek on the back. We used to be on a station in Seattle. They sent us these jerseys as like a promotional thing. The number was like 98, which represented the radio station we were on. Whatever. It's just it's a nice jersey. And it's just something that, you know, when my laundry's running low, I just grabbed it. I mean, I didn't. Plus, like, don't people like wear other jerseys? Like, what are you talking about? What are we talking about? I couldn't believe how much that this thing like actually offended other Cowboys fans. Like, how dare I? Like, what do you mean? Are we that soft? Are you that sensitive? Like, I see people that like teams and they wear all kinds of jerseys. Like, it wasn't even a jersey of anybody. I'm not even a Seahawks fan. But I was a fan of being on in Seattle. That's for sure. I love that. That city was awesome. I don't know so much about the people, but the city, beautiful, gorgeous. Stadium, cool. It was badass. Got to go watch a Seahawks game that year. It was just a preseason game, but it was cool to go in there. It was crazy how loud they got for the preseason game. Unbelievable. But yeah, not a big deal in my world. And some people, obviously, huge issue. Huge. If you look at my messages, they were, I mean, flooded. And I'm not even exaggerating, like they really were. Like I probably had no less than like 30, 35 messages. People being like, what the fuck, dude? You wear a Seahawks jersey? Like, what? Oh, my God. I almost made a video where I was, like, going to address it, but then I was like, this is lame as shit. So I just didn't even, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I really didn't. Like, whatever. I didn't buy it. It's not like it's a jersey that was like, you know, I went to the store and I'm like, let me get Russell Wilson. It was a promotional thing. Jesus. All right, next message. This guy said, did I hear you right a few episodes back where you were defending people who sold betting picks? How can you defend those scumbags? Well, I did say that there were scumbags out there, and there are. There are people, if you don't know, it's these people that they'll sell packages, like football packages, where it's like, pay this amount of money, and I'll give you who I'm betting on. And if you're good enough, like, I don't see the problem. And there's, you know, I don't know. I just see I see the arguments for both sides. All right. I used to live by the mantra and the motto of, you know, if you're so good, why don't you bet on it and win yourself? Like, why do you have to charge people? But then I realized, and I basically got educated on, not everybody just has, you know, money that they can bet on. Not money that they can bet on. Some people, when they have bookies, right, they have limits on how much they can bet on certain games and like how much they can win because they're dealing with real bookies and stuff like that. Some people don't have limits. Even if you go to Vegas, you have limits. So I don't know. I just didn't think it was that big of a deal. And I've seen some people that are pretty credible, you know? And if you feel like, listen, if you're a person and you want to buy picks, like that's on you. Like you have to understand there's people that are scamming you out there. But my point is I do think that there's certain people that when you buy picks from them that are actually working hard, like they really are. Like they take it serious and they're trying to deliver a good product for you and they want to be on the right side. Their heart's in it, right? Some people are just scammers. Some people really are trying to make a living off that. So, you know, that's all I was saying. I wasn't necessarily defending or even promoting it. I forget what original question I was even asked back then, but I do believe that there are people out there that are like good people that sell picks. There's also scammers, okay? Next message. Super Bowl pick. Call it. Ooh, I hate these. I really do. It's so tough, but obviously Cowboys. And that's not just being a homer. Like, I genuinely, like, I really do think the Cowboys could go this year. I think we have a team that could, it's going to be hard to beat. Now, if we stay healthy. If not, then it's a crapshoot. From the AFC, though, God, AFC's tight. You got Bills, you got, who's going to come out of the AFC? I'll call it now, and I will say the Patriots. No, I'm kidding. Although the Patriots look awesome. Patriots aren't going to the Super Bowl, though. Not the Titans. Shit, I don't know, man. I say Cowboys. I'll just go Cowboys-Bills. And that really means nothing, but I hate the Super Bowl picks. Just let me bet on the game when it happens. Next message. Do you do your own power rankings and then pick games? Or no? No, I don't do my own power rankings. One, because, and I know what you're talking about too. Some people, like cappers and people that bet on football, right? They do their own power ranking system. And then based on their power ranking systems, it'll tell them if the lines are correct or not. Like, because of where their power ratings are, they might be able to tell, like, oh, this team should be favored and not this team, you know, but Vegas might have it the other way because they have different power rankings. That's why people do it on their own so they can have, like, kind of like a feel. That's a lot of work that I would never put into it. Also, it's hard to keep up with all that kind of shit like that. So, no, I don't do a power ranking system. Never will either. Fuck that. Appreciate it, though. Good question. Next message. I get so tired of hearing you act like picking 60% is good. Stop lying to yourself. You sound stupid. You know, believe it or not, sir, I don't actually sound stupid. The only person that sounds stupid is you, because I can tell that you don't actually do this. And so that's why you don't realize picking 60% is good. All right? Because I have thrown out the challenge to people to pick 5 games every single week. 5 games, 5 bets. And then keep track of them over the course of the year. And every person that has done this has messaged me back and said, wow, you're right. This is really fucking hard. Because, yeah, in your head, you probably pick 90%, right? In your head. But when you actually write them down and you're truthful and you have to hold yourself accountable, like, oh, this is a loss. When you document it, that's when you get the real number, sir. And that's when you'll quickly realize picking 60% is unbelievable. That's why if I were to go to Vegas, right, and I were to bet thousands of dollars on each game, and I could pick 60%, I literally could live off that. That could be my full-time job if I pick 60% on a consistent basis because of the profit that I would make off that. So I actually don't sound dumb. And I don't want to be rude, but you sound like the fucking idiot, okay? Do that, though. Pick 5 games, document it, and then never message me again because you'll see how fucking wrong you really are. Put some respect on my name, sir, okay? Put some on there right now. I'm better than you. Get over it. I've noticed it in a lot of, I don't get as many hater messages, but the ones that I do, I really genuinely feel like a lot of them are just people that are just mad because they're starting to realize, like, I'm actually better at this than they are. And of course I am. I've been doing it a lot longer. It shouldn't be like a shocker to you. I should be better than you. I've been doing it longer. I promise you that. So of course I'm going to be better. And if you got any more fucking problems with that,
catch me outside. How about that?
All right. How about that? All right. I don't know where I'm going with this podcast. I kind of feel like I was rambling a little bit. And I was. But yeah, I told you, my brain's kind of mush right now, so I do apologize. But that'll do it, though. Week 10 is in the books. We went 3-2. We had another winning week. Wasn't good enough, though, to take down the Wendy's Pick'em contest. That was done by Luke, who went 4-1. So again, congrats to him. I'll be back on Friday with your 5 picks for week 11, okay? All right, I'm out. You guys have a good week.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek Podcast.